So what I want to do is talk about where every device is always connected to the cloud. And explicitly what I'm going to do is talk about kind of everything beyond the cell phone, everything beyond the smartphone where we take for granted it's connected. What does it look like for every device to be connected to the cloud? How does it happen? What are the business models? And I'll give some examples from different kinds of interactive consumer electronics devices. Make sense? My vantage point, I'm the CEO of a company called Machine. We're a service provider for the next 50 billion devices, essentially everything beyond the phone. I guess I'm incorrigible. This is my fourth company that I've started, so I can't seem to stop myself. And yes, I do stomp grapes here in Austin. And I did drop out of high school to get a PhD. So let's talk about the Amazon Kindle for a second. I'm going to go back to the first Kindle reader. It was kind of cool because it was a great example of just building magic into an e-book reader, right? So you go to Amazon, you visit the website, you buy a book, and bam, it just appears on the e-book reader. It's there to read it, right? You didn't worry about a data plan. You didn't worry about a carrier agreement or contract. You actually didn't really explicitly pay for it. What happened was it was bundled in. The service was there. The connection, at least in the case of the Kindle 3G, just kind of happened. And everything else was settled out. There were costs that were paid along the way, but it really was hidden behind magic. That kind of approach of building the cloud connection in all the time is what I want to talk about. And I'm going to talk about it across a range of different devices. Amazon with the Kindle Fire. Again, think about it, right? It's really a device that's always connected to Amazon Media and Entertainment, the Amazon store, right? Again, another example where it's just connected, it just works, and the rest is magic. The thing about a lot of these devices that are coming out is it's much less about the hardware and what you see in the slick surface and much more about what it's connected to. No connection to the cloud, no content, no connection to your friends. The machine is essentially dead on arrival. How does that happen? How does that get built in without requiring all of us to have a data plan for every single one of those devices just so it can get to what we're really trying to do with the device anyway? So that was the Amazon Kindle, which for me was one of the signaling devices that really started that trend beyond the phone. Let's talk the iPhone and Siri for a moment. Of course, the iPhone and smartphones in general, more or less we take for granted they're always connected now, right? But Siri took another step, which is really interesting. It's actually a cloud service, right? But what Apple did was they actually defined as a hardware feature of the iPhone something that's a damn cloud service. And they took it out of the App Store just to drive home that point. They're actually marketing something as a magical feature of the hardware that's defined by the cloud. Again, a good example of hardware increasingly, which after all, for all the vendors but Apple, they're kind of low margin, right? So what everybody's trying to do, all the device makers are trying to do, is flip into some kind of services margin. Basically deliver more and more services and make money from that, margin from that, and enable other content providers and partners to do the same thing. So Siri, in that regard, is important because it's a cloud service used to change the game for hardware with the economics from the cloud. Well, laptops, ultrabooks, things like that. You know, at least our research says that 66% of portable devices like these go beyond wired or Wi-Fi. They basically go off-grid and go somewhere else. 66%. About half of those, a lot. So what that means is if you don't have a connection beyond wired or Wi-Fi, if there's nothing like mobile broadband there, essentially the machine can't talk to the cloud, it can't talk to your friends. An example of changing the game, and we'll talk about how in a bit, example of changing the game is instead of having data plans and data plans and data plans, if individual services, individual content, individual things you're trying to do just plain always work. And where there are good business models for them, let it take care of it. So for example, Skype. The problem with Skype on a laptop when you take it into the park, somebody tries to call you, your Skype isn't actually connected. So the concept of incoming calls for Skype, just plain magically always working, is an example of being connected to the cloud that changes the way you think about your laptop or the way you think about the notebook. What about cameras? Digital SLR, for example. What you really want is that the pictures, like when you take it in your phone, are just plain shared. You take a picture, you can post it on Facebook. You take a picture, it can be printed at the closest Walgreens to you. Those are examples, again, where having either no connectivity or thinking that every single one of these devices is going to carry yet another data plan is not real. It's not good for you. It's not good for the device maker. All of this requires a change in the business model and technology to ensure all these devices are cloud connected all the time. Another example, something like a portable gaming device. Again, all these things are about playing with your friends. What you really want is for that to be always connected. And like Words with Friends on your iPhone, you're playing billiards or FIFA or something else in the PS Vita. What you really want, again, without paying a data plan every time, is something when it's your shot, you get beeped and you take your turn. And again, it's always connected to the cloud and always connected to your friends. Same thing about tablets. Certainly in my son's school, they've handed out iPads to everybody. It's kind of cool, actually. Now, more and more, why did they do it? It's not actually to play games. The reason they did it is that a lot of the use of the curriculum, a lot of the cloud services for textbooks, all of that has moved up to the cloud. So again, you've got a laptop or a tablet that's not connected. It's dead. It doesn't have access to anything it was designed for. How does that happen? Again, without having a data plan for everything. Those are examples of many different kinds beyond the phone of interactive consumer electronics that all require constant connection to the cloud to have any value. What we've done and what we see from a machine perspective is the game has to be changed. Instead of thinking of this as something where there are contracts and data plans for every one of these, think of it as some kind of device cloud central that in effect, from the get-go, from the time you get your tablet, your laptop, your media player, all of those devices, they're just plain connected in the background. What we've done is we flipped the model. All of these devices are connected all the time. And what we've done is we've introduced new kinds of business models so that individual content, individual cloud services, individual capabilities and applications of the device can be turned on all the time from the get-go. And the costs of that, like in the Amazon ebook reader, or frankly the radio, when you listen to music on the radio, you don't think about all those things. You pay for value. You don't pay for accessing the bits and bytes of the airwave. That same capability is the kind of device cloud central that, as an example, that we've put together. What we've done is work with different device makers to let them, under their own brand and their own go-to-market, build connectivity in all the time into their device. We do the heavy lifting of talking to the carriers and the network operators to kind of get the bits and bytes. And then the idea is really to create these different business models, what's sometimes called two-sided business models, where it's not all about getting the user to pay and pay and pay, but you look for the value of the content provider, the value of the device being smarter or more capable, or the user paying, but not for access, but paying to watch a movie or to make a phone call. That kind of two-sided business model and the ability to do it is what powers the next 50 billion devices. The world for the rest of the devices will not be the same as the phone. And the ecosystem that developed, the companies and the role of the carrier or the operator around the phone, at least we think will not be replicated for all the other devices. And that kind of ability connecting to the cloud is really what powers that future. Thank you very much.